What up, Shoreline? Austin Mankin here. I'm going to be continuing our series that we've been going through, High School Heroes, where we've been talking about heroes in the faith, high schoolers who had an heroic faith that led to a heroic way of life. But before we begin, I'm going to share with you guys, I'm going to get vulnerable, I'm going to share with you a regret that I have had in my life that happened in college. So it happened freshman year. I went to the University of Oklahoma. If you know anything about the University of Oklahoma, it is basically football is a religion there. Like Saturdays are a holiday. And so everyone's going to the football game. We love it. Everyone spends time there and watches the games. And so me and my friends, we're going to go to the game the following weekend. And we heard College Game Day, ESPN College Game Day was coming to our town. Now, this is a huge experience because College Game Day is basically a television show, a national television show that airs on a campus that's having one of the best football games in the country happening. They go to one campus every week. And so they picked the University of Oklahoma. So it was a once in a lifetime opportunity that me and my friends, we had to get on TV. We wanted to. And so what we decided to do is we're going to camp out all day and all night to eventually get on national TV and get a spot before the camera where they could see us behind the booth. And so we were ready. We got our tent, we got our sleeping bags, we got our winter jackets because it was literally going to be 10 degrees at night. So we had to prepare. And so we eventually got there, we set up camp, we stayed all day and all night. We got zero sleep. There was like 10 of us in this tiny tent. And we made it through the night and we waited forever. And we finally got to the time where it was gonna happen. And as we unzipped the tent, it was the morning to go set up and go get our spot in front of the TV, in front of the camera. We unzipped our tent and we looked and there was already hundreds if not thousands of people already lined up that have stole our spot to get in front of the camera. That we spent all this time waiting and we waited so long that we actually missed our opportunity. We missed our opportunity. So basically we just went home and we didn't even stay for the game day and we went home and we just got waffles at IHOP. And that's what we did. But I tell you that story is because we waited so long that we missed our opportunity. And I truly believe a lot of us miss our opportunity to be used by God because we spend our time waiting. And we're going to learn about a man named Jeremiah in the Bible who wanted to wait to obey God. He didn't believe that it was his right moment, and he wanted to delay obedience with God. And so he led him to say excuses and kind of declare why he shouldn't go and be obedient, and he wanted to wait, and God had a plan for his life. And so if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, that's where we're going to be. So a little bit about Jeremiah, that he grew up in a Christian home, most like your story probably, that his dad was a priest. Meaning that he was basically a preacher's kid. He was a PK, and that he grew up around the Christian faith, or around the faith, and God had commissioned him in this verse or in this chapter to be a prophet. Now he had to be a prophet, meaning that he had to call repentance and he had to call judgment on these Israelite people who were sinful, and he had to ask them to come back to God. And their hearts were hardened, and it was a terrible, hard job that he had to face, and he had to do it alone. And so he's going to have this dialogue with God of saying, hey, I want to wait. I don't want to do this. And here's how God is going to respond. And so if you're with me, go to verse 6 and 7. We're going to pick up. This is Jeremiah talking to God. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak. For I am only youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. And so Jeremiah responds to God with these two major excuses of why he should wait to not go and be obedient. And God responds with two promises that we're going to learn about. You see two excuses, and God responds with two promises. The first excuse you see right here is he says, I don't know how to speak. Basically, I don't know how to communicate. I fumble over my words. I'm awkward. I don't have conversations that are perfect. And I don't really know how to use my words well. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. Like, have you ever been in that moment, in that conversation where you have to share your faith and you just feel awkward? You're almost like, I don't know what to say. I feel like I'll stumble over my words and not be compelling. Jeremiah feels that moment. He was insecure in that feeling too. Here's what God said. Here's what promise God responded to him. He said, I will put my words in your mouth. Jeremiah 1:9. I will put my words in your mouth, basically saying, I've given you a script. This is your teleprompter. I've given you the words to say, and that you can be encouraged and you can be on mission because I have given you something to say. You don't have to be encouraged. Don't have to be discouraged. I will be with you. And then the next excuse that Jeremiah says that he wants to continue to wait, he says, but I'm only youth. Like, I just got my driver's permit. I literally just am going to prom. I'm just a teenager. I don't have any business doing this just huge command that you're asking me to do. And what we've learned about Jeremiah's life, what we can learn, and what we've learned about the high school heroes that we've focused on, is that God doesn't just use old people. God uses willing people. God uses people that are faithful, available, teachable, who want to use and step out and use their influence to honor God. And so he responds, God responds to this first excuse that I'm only youth by saying, in Jeremiah 1:8, he says, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you. He just says, I'm with you. I am with you. And he says that because he's saying, hey, all you need is all that I have. When you go with me, you're not going alone. And that I will be with you. And so Jeremiah offers these excuses to why he should wait and delay. And God basically refused and refused these excuses. Said that, hey, they're not worthy. They're not valuable because I am going to go with you. That don't delay. Take your opportunity now. Do not miss out on what I have to teach you. And if you skip down to verse 17, here's what God says to Jeremiah. He says, now that you know that you're ready, he says, get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them, whatever I command you, do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. So God is immediately calling Jeremiah to act. He's saying, hey, don't delay your obedience. I've heard it said like this, delayed obedience is disobedience. You don't have to wait till you get older. You don't have to wait till you get more age and more years of experience or more eloquent speech. You basically have to start today. Today is the day to act. I think so many times we're slow to obedience. We want to wait and that we want to be reluctant to pursue the things that God's asking of us because we need more time or we want to wait for the right time. So I wrote down a few examples of how this might apply to your life, where you might wait to get serious about Jesus, where you might wait to take your relationship with Jesus to where he wants it to go, to full devotion. So you might say to yourself, you know, I'll get serious about Jesus when I get older. Or you might say, I'll take care of this sin habit when I get older. Or I'll take care of this purity thing when I get married. Or, you know, I'll start reading my Bible every day when I have more time on my hands. Or maybe I'll take more responsibility for my life when my parents get off my back and I leave the home. I'll wait to do things until I feel like the time is right. And the principle I want to leave you with that we can learn from Jeremiah's life is that if you wait for the right time, you will miss out on the right thing. But if you wait for the right time, you might miss out on the right thing. That if you want to wait till all the situation, the circumstance is perfect for you to then act, that you aren't promised tomorrow. James 4 says that you shouldn't boast in tomorrow. That it's actually prideful to say that you are promised tomorrow because what you only are promised is today. And that God wants immediate obedience. To respond today and to not delay. I love in Ecclesiastes 4:11-4, it says, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. And so the author, Solomon, is just giving this picture of a farmer who's just waiting for the perfect weather. He's waiting for the perfect scenario and the perfect wind to go and plant his seed. And he waits so long that he basically misses out on planting because he's just doesn't want to take a risk. And sometimes in our faith, we have to step out and take a risk. The circumstances aren't always going to be perfect. The scenario always going to be perfect. But we have to step out and take a risk and trust that God will be with us. And so the rogue principle that I want to leave you guys with as we're going forward is that the perfect time is the present. The perfect time is the present. That don't hold off, don't delay, that you guys can use your influence for Christ today. And that God wants to use you. You don't have to survive your high school years. You don't have to endure your high school years. That you can thrive if you choose today and not wait until you're an adult. So go back with me to the story when me and my friends, we were at College Game Day. I remember as we left and we saw that we had waited too long, we missed our opportunity. As we were eating breakfast together and thinking about, you know, how would we do it over again, we kept saying, hey, we're going to go back. Next time they come back in town, we're going to go back and we're going to go and, you know, go earlier or try to get a spot earlier or maybe do something different where we could get to the front of the line earlier so we could get on TV. And the reality was that opportunity never came. College Game Day never came back to Oklahoma. We missed out on the opportunity because we waited too long. And so my encouragement for you guys today is that you would see the perfect time to act as right now. You would act and not delay and follow Jesus today. You wouldn't wait till you're an adult where you might have scars and regrets, but you would act today and follow Jesus and make your commitment count. Awesome, y'all. I love you. Have a great week of worship.